Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is March the 13th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and the Chair of the group. We could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kogel, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Lindbergh, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Mike Rosales, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Priscilla Reyes, County Fire.
Patrick Trujillo, County Fire.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Solid Waste.
Brian Gumpert, I'm the Building Official.
Thank you. First couple of items are items just being for the committee here for processing. Conditional use item number one is conditional use permit number 18-23. It also has a public convenience or necessity letter number 18-07. It's for the property located at 1338 West 5th Street. It's a current market that sells beer and wine, and they've asked for a CUP to upgrade that license to general alcohol. So there are really no plans for this project. Specifically, it's just a change in their alcohol type. And our recommendation would be to move it to the Planning Commission. We have received a recommendation from the Police Department. They have reviewed this, and so we're forwarding the project to the meeting of April. Does anyone have any comments on this one?
No comment. No comment.
Just standard requirements.
Okay. James, any?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. Existing.
No. Existing? No comment. Perfect. Thank you. So with that, is there anyone here in the audience for this item? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. Item number two is conditional use permit 18-25. It also has a public convenience or necessity letter number 18-08. It's for the property located at 1111 West 9th Street. The request here is similar to go from a type 20 beer and wine to a general license for, I guess it's an existing market. It's been kind of trying to revive itself again. And again, we brought this to the Police Department. We have their review and comments on that. And again, this would go before the Planning Commission. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion. Unless we have any comments, or Robert, do you have
just standard requirements?
I will. If I guess I was getting ahead of myself on this one. It's an existing facility, but there was a prior conditional use permit that was approved for this site, and that project had some conditions or some offsites that were originally required. That fell through. That project never went forward. They've come back, and so I guess we do have an opportunity to add any, if there's any need for off-site improvements or parking structure, parking structure. almost a parking structure, trash enclosure, same thing, park your trucks. We could address those at this time. So with that, maybe we might want to go down the table here to see if anyone has any improvements that they feel need to be completed as part of this. Gary, do you?
Yeah, we don't have any comments.
Okay.
No comments from traffic.
Alex, welcome.
Thank you, sir. No comments from engineering.
Okay. Robert, any?
Just a standard requirement.
Standard one, what we have here. Yes. James?
No comment.
And any TIA construction or occupancy change?
Okay. Thank you. And Gracie?
On site is lacking a refuse enclosure.
Okay.
So we need for them to submit a proposed location for our review and approval.
Okay. Thank you.
They'll mirror fire, TI, and occupancy if they don't already have that in place.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in the audience for this item? No, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Thank you. Item number three, Chantal, would you kindly introduce that one for us, please?
My
applicant is not here just yet. They did indicate that they should be here, so can we move this item to the end of the agenda to give them time in case they're running late?
Of course.
I'm gonna step out and just check to see if there may be any.
Okay, perfect. Elizabeth, with that, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Yes, item number four is development permit type D 18-06. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an equipment storage building containing approximately 1,800 square feet. So I do want to make that correction for the record. Along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing 10,220 square feet. The property is located west side of South Boise Street, approximately 200 feet north of East Central Avenue within the industrial light zone. The environmental determination is that it's categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15303, new construction or conversion of small structures of the state CEQA guidelines. And the recommendation is for staff. The staff recommends the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution 2019-017 approving the development permit type D 1806 based on findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Well, that was a mouthful.
That was a lot.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to that?
No, just the correction of the square footage, just putting that on the record.
Okay.
That it's actually 1,800 square feet.
Perfect. Is your applicant here?
Yes, the applicant is here.
Welcome. So comments will be provided. We have copies for you, so you don't have to write everything down. And Elizabeth will be able to provide you with those at the end. Welcome. With that, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
All right. This is the project on the west side of Boise. We've already got some gates and walls and stuff. And we need you to work with an engineer to do the on-site plans and do what's called a WQMP plan. There are in the conditions. I don't know if you're working with an architect or engineer yet, but... And if you have any questions, be sure to contact. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Alex, do you have anything for us?
Standard condition for engineering. There's a requirement of 5 feet dedication on Boise Street.
Okay.
So just another standard.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything?
Yes, there's no sewer main in Boise, so if you want to be served with respect to sewer, you'll need to do a sewer main extension. There is a water main, but presently that's not being served with respect to water. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. James, do you have anything for us, please?
Will there be anything other than domestic wastewater leaving the building?
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Anything other than domestic wastewater leaving the building?
No.
Thank you. Hector, anything for us?
Yeah, we need a site plan review submitted to us electronically, easy up. Here's the instructions on how to do that. We have better conditions and corrections on that for you. And also EDTI plans, standard improvements, the walls, structures, doors, we need to look at that also.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, anything for us?
The proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. So I've handed down our detail. You'll build an 8x14 standard 1508 refuse enclosure.
Thank you, Gracie. Anything for us?
Right. What's being stored here exactly?
It's for a construction company. It would just be material left over from the equipment.
Okay. Is that going to also include high pile storage or?
No.
No, it's not.
It's just like scrap stuff that's left over from like either additions that they're doing or it's not going to be a lot of storage on here. It's just leftover material basically.
Okay.
It's
just
for
standard
their,
review.
It's for their construction company. So whenever they do any tenant improvements or remodels for homes, they're going to be storing the material there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
No.
Elizabeth, anything to add on this one?
No, I don't have anything additional.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
With that, I would like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2019-017, approving development permit type D1806 and finding that the project is categorically exempt. If I may entertain that motion, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
We're back to number two.
Back to number three.
Yes. Item number three is conditional use permit 18-28. This is to allow the partial demolition of some of the existing structures on site. And an expansion of the existing buildings on the church facility. They're going to be doing some improvements to the parking area as well. The property is located at 255 West Mill Street in the commercial heavy CH zone. And our recommendation is to move the project to the Planning Commission of April.
Thank you. Do you have anything else to add to that, Chantal?
I don't have any additional.
And the applicant is here?
The applicant is here, yes.
Welcome. Okay, Gary, would you like to keep it going?
We did have some questions. I'm assuming you're trying
to the right.
I'm assuming you're trying to do this. Look at
the other right. It's not on Foisey. It's on Mill Street.
I thought we were smoking.
What's going on?
Anyway.
Well, look at that. Red does go with white.
Are you sure there's a coffee in that thing?
The driveways back to the back portion of the property, the driveways that go back, those are extremely tight driveways. So we wanted to make sure that you worked with fire to get that clearance for those projects. You're not going to do demo, you're just going to be
Gary,
adding...
Sorry, I can kind of clarify some of that. The front portions of the building are going to remain. Fire is aware that they can't really get their trucks all the way back onto the site. So what they're doing is adding a... and I believe that this is actually probably not the correct site plan, unfortunately. But there is a fire hydrant that's being... placed at the front of the building. Fire department will be able to pull partially on site. They've already reviewed and approved the fire hydrant location, so they're aware.
Okay. Well, the rest of the conditions are pretty standard. You'll get a copy of them. If you have any questions, just give us a holler.
Actually, we submit one site plan where we are showing exactly the addition in all the way how we are making all the arrangements for that project. And we show the, like said Chantal, the fire hydrant in front, how the fire department, they requested. So we are working on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Alex, anything for us?
Standard condition from engineering. There is a requirement of some dedication on Mill Street for the project, but the rest of the conditions are standard.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, anything for us?
Yes, because of the expansion, you're going to need to pay sewer capacity and sewer connection fees, so at some point you'll need to see us at the water department and apply for those invoices. Other than that, it's standard requirements.
Thank you.
Any plumbing modifications or additions to the kitchen? Any plumbing modifications or additions to the kitchen?
No, we don't have any kitchen actually.
Thank you.
No, we don't.
Thank you, James. Hector?
The information we have on file may be incorrect for the permits and what and for the underground. So maybe the previous plan was submitted under the wrong permit number for the contact to tell. Verify that. And we also need TI plans, site plan for the building itself, for exiting, occupancy load, and if requirements of sprinklers are required or not, and access. There's the information here to apply online for you. If you have any questions, please give us a call.
I think we had looked at this project when Judy was still here, there was a few things that they needed to do to get their completed application in. So I believe we didn't have the EZOP system in place at that time.
Well, we couldn't find it.
So I'll just make sure that I'll give you the details on how to submit to fire for that.
All right, yeah,
we're going to review, update review on that.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, anything for us?
So the proposed location for the refuse enclosure on this site plan is dated August 30th, 18. So the location on here for the enclosure.
Yeah, it's actually going to be behind one of the buildings, I think.
Let me show you what I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize the old site plan was up here. Yes. Yeah, so that's where it is going to be. This is the correct site plan. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so what I have is correct.
Yeah.
So you'll build our standard plan 508 8x15 enclosure. You will or you may be assessed extra charges by the our waste hauler Vertec, because they're going to have to probably utilize a smaller truck to go on site and pull the bin out for the big truck.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything for us?
I'd just like to say that ADA improvements to the site will be required, up to 20% of the total cost if you don't go over the valuation threshold. So basically, you'll have to have a path of travel and a path of travel from the street.
We have a better problem in the other submitted.
I saw that, but I don't believe it showed one from the street, from the public right away.
One of them is coming from the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that that'll be part of the requirement
for
the upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have anything, mm-hmm. any questions for the committee members at all?
No.
Clarification? No?
We
have to keep Chantal, anything to add?
No, they've actually done a lot of work on this. The site plan.
Okay.
I'll just have them update anything that we need to in regards to the conditions that we're given today. And I think everything else they've actually done.
And we're looking for the April meeting?
April, yes.
That would be April 9th, I believe.
Yes, April 9th.
Perfect. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission for the meeting of April 9th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll see you at the Planning Commission next month.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chantal.
All right. I'll follow up with you later, Martha.
All right.
Actually,
Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 5 for us, please?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Item number 5 is development permit type P19-02. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial warehouse building containing approximately 406,000 square feet, along with the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of 2 parcels containing a total of 20.04 acres. Is located north side of 6th Street, approximately 1,280 feet east of Sterling Avenue in the industrial light zone. Our environmental determination is an addendum to the previously approved mitigated negative declaration pursuant to 15164 for addendum to an EIR or negative declaration of the California Environmental Quality Act. And our recommendation, staff recommends that the Development Environmental Review Committee move item forward to the Planning Commission for April.
Okay, and so you have anything else to add?
I see
your group is here. Both of us welcome. So as a kind of as a refresher for the committee members, this project was originally before us and approved by the city council because it involved a zone change and general plan amendment. What they've done is they've reconfigured the building where originally the loading docks were facing towards 6th Street. So they redesigned the project so that the dock doors are actually along the west side of the building, and so that required a new permit to move forward. So that's why we're doing it as an addendum and a new project. And with that, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah, the conditions of approval basically are staying the same. The orientation obviously is different, but our main concern would be to make sure that we take care of those two streets and stub in from the west. Because now we've got a little private, looks like some sort of private turnaround. Hopefully you've worked that out with fire. And the knuckle up on the northeast corner where that house is, it looks kind of tight. I don't know if you're going to be able to get the complete right-of-way for that. I think it's in the city of Highland, up on the north boundary. So, other than that, it's same conditions as last time. And we have a copy. If you have any questions, please call.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have any?
Yes. The study for the initial study for the this project was 2016. We'd like to see a quick update on the traffic since it's been more than 2 years almost. Focus on, could be a memo kind of update, focus on the impacted location as far as the intersections. We can work with you on that offline.
Thank you. Alex, anything to add?
As stated by the chair, this project was there, it was here before, and we did some conditions from engineering. The only addition to the condition that you will see from engineering is this project will be subject to CFD, Community Facilities District, and the formation for this, we'll discuss that with you when you're ready to file. So other than that, the standards, you know, the engineering standards is the same, no changes to them.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, do you have anything?
Yes, the project appears to be in East Valley Water District service area. Mm-hmm. We have no water or sewer facilities in this area, so just standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
It's the standard plan just received your application.
Thank you. Nick, do you have anything for us?
Standard comments, probably additional from the previous submittal. Also, keep in mind that depending on the fire flow of the building itself, a fire pump may be required for the fire sprinkler system they may be installing. And I didn't see on the site plan, but just keep in mind that may be an option or a requirement later on in the future.
Thank you. And along those lines, if I may suggest, if it hasn't already been done so, as you notice, Hector, there's that fire access lane that comes there off the west side of the property.
Yes.
Right, there's currently two dead-end streets there now. There's currently a kind of a fence that goes across there. Originally, with the previous design, there was just going to be a gate with the locks for fire to be able to access the site. But now, we'd ask for your thoughts in terms of, does that, we don't need an answer now, but maybe we can meet later.
Okay.
As it relates to that fire access, that little loop there, if that's going to work, if it makes sense. You know,
we'll discuss that afterwards. Yeah, just a little more information on that.
Yeah, so just kind of to point that out. So that's okay. That's kind of a discussion item. If you can follow up with that as well, Michael. Thank you, Gracie. Do you have anything for us?
Are you constructing two 508 enclosures like side by side? Because it appears there's four gates and there's a wall inside the enclosure. Are those two 8x15s?
We have just one location, the northwest corner.
Yeah, one.
We need another some area where we have two, but we find that we focus on one location. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see the one location.
So you
say
which
but
is 5x15? Two
of them, so
yeah.
It's two, 8x15 and 8x15 side by side?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just was going to point out that it. If it was one 8x15, there's no wall in between, and it's two gates. But if you're doing two, that's fine. Okay, the location is fine. Thank you.
Are you basing your area increase on construction type or on frontage? Your area increase for the building. Are
so
you basing that on construction type? You're basing it on setbacks then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I would just say just to dimension those on your site plans from your center lines.
Yeah, we have actually dimension there, but I'm going to give you.
I didn't see it here, but okay. Maybe yours is different than what's on here.
Yeah,
That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have four sides more than 60 feet.
Okay. So you're going with the unlimited height and area? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, on your addendum, did you address traffic in that? I don't recall.
We did not, and there was no update to the traffic. That was not discussed previously. We used the data from the 2016 study, so we can that be incorporated pretty easily with the memo. I'm assuming no level of service, significance thresholds have been tripped.
And maybe, Michael, you can work with Mahmoud to make sure that whatever you put together, it makes sense. Kind of that. There really is. There was no really increase in size of the building. I think it was pretty close.
No, it was actually decreased.
There's a little bit of decrease.
I think it was because there was a decrease. It didn't seem necessary for all traffic stuff.
Okay. I just want to make sure we dot all the I's.
Sure.
The T's are okay. It's just the I's. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
What's a CFD? Is it a new one or adding to an existing one?
It will be added to an existing one.
For what purpose?
CFD is now, conditional approval for all commercial buildings, commercial projects. So this is the city's now, this is the new, instead of the LMD, which is the landscape maintenance district. So we're going with CFD. CFD addresses the sidewalk, the street improvement, the graffiti removal, the street sweeping is something that the city right now collects so they can offset the funds for these things.
Can they do streets between
the city? It is, unfortunately. One of the things is graffiti removal, street sweeping, street lights, all of these are within the CFD. Any landscaping within the right-of-way?
Do you know approximately what the fee is for it?
Believe it's the same as when you, it's like, believe the initial fee is $5,000 to form it, which is what is about comparable with LMD. I think the LMD at the time was $4,250. I'm not sure if originally you were conditioned for LMD.
Yeah.
They were? Okay. So this is a change to CFD. So it's the same, almost the same fee.
So is it based on square footage or?
No, it's based on time and material for the consultant to prepare the report. So if we owe you money at the end of the day, we'll send it back to you. If you owe us money, we'll ask you to pay it. It depends. But most likely, it will not exceed the $5,000. It's a smaller project. It's not big.
Thank you, Alex. Any other questions? Thoughts? Anything to add, Michael?
No, I do not, sir.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission. That would be for Development Permit Type 19-02. If I can get that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, we'll keep plugging forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 6 for us, please?
Yes, sir. Item number 6 is pre-application 19-05. This is a request to construct a drive-through restaurant containing approximately 2,500 square feet on a parcel approximately 0.79 acres. It's located on the southwest corner of 5th Street and North 8th Street, directly across from the In-N-Out.
So the freeway's right here now.
The freeway's to the west.
That's what that
site.
Says.
And since this is just a pre-app right now, we're just looking for comments.
Okay.
And conditions for the formal submittal.
Okay. And the applicant is here?
The applicant is here.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, do you have any comments for us?
We do have preliminary comments. Obviously, those might be changing if when you get your final actual submittal for entitlement purposes. But they're pretty standard for that type of use. WQMP, final WQMP. We'd like to see a conceptual WQMP when you submit your entitlement package.
conceptual
water quality management plan for the on-site. And I assume you're trying to drain out to Fifth Street in the cul-de-sac?
It's there's a slight slope toward that, yes.
Okay.
So we would just okay. Oh, I'm sorry, did you say Fifth Street? Eighth Street. Eighth Street in the cul-de-sac.
H, I'm sorry. Fifth,
yeah.
Hopefully you wouldn't go uphill.
Yeah.
Again, any questions? If you look at the conditions, give us a holler.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have any?
Yes, we need the scoping form to be filed for the traffic. And based on the scoping, we'll determine if the traffic analysis needed or not.
Okay.
I'll send a copy of that over to you.
Okay, fine, thank you. And from, do you think we can match up with In-N-Out with their driveway? They turn right and left out.
We need to analyze that intersection. It becomes an intersection because the two driveways meeting the street, it forms like an intersection. So with the analysis, we'll ask the traffic engineer to analyze the driveways.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Alex, do you have anything for us, please?
So this, my understanding that this project has already been reviewed by the committee before?
No.
Is it the first time?
No,
it's a brand new
time, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that is like the standard conditions from engineering. There is some dedication, I believe, that is needed. It looked like that H Street have dedication needed, Kingman, and nothing on Fifth. So
touch Fifth.
Then I think okay, yeah. So then, so H
there's,
and Kingman.
Yeah,
there is some dedication
bit of a
needed.
Caltrans right of way,
yeah.
Fronting Fifth Street.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about that a little bit?
Of course.
It's
that's what we're here for.
It will make the project perhaps infeasible if we have to do that. The site is just big enough for a quick serve restaurant now. If we have to give 10 feet on Kingman Street, which is a cul-de-sac that doesn't
mm-hmm.
go anywhere, and 2 3/4 feet on H Street.
2 3/4, yes.
Yeah, it would be, it would make the site down in the, it's currently 34,250 square feet. I think it would bring it down to around 29,000 or something like that. And it just isn't really going to be very feasible anymore, especially that 10 feet on Kingman Street that would go right into the drive-through there. And I would wonder, I assume that that requirement came from perhaps just a standards set of guidelines on how big cul-de-sac should be or something. But if you look at the reality of it, Kingman Street isn't really used.
If I may just kind of jump in here to give a suggestion. Right now, this is kind of a unique parcel because it was a Caltrans parcel. I believe we do have a parcel number now, so it's back on the tax rolls.
Yes,
this will be zoned CR2, which doesn't have any required setbacks for planning. So you could actually push up and back, and you would gain whatever you might lose from the dedications. So you could push all the way to the parcel line.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
But still, I would question why. Why bother with the redoing Kingman Street?
So is it, would the condition be that they reconstruct that cul-de-sac or just provide the dedication?
Dedication.
So I think what
let me see what is. Yeah,
what we've done in the past, and just for your knowledge too, Alex, is in cases where there was a dedication that was required, that it looked like it was nothing that was going to be done in the nearby foreseeable future.
Uh-huh.
We would allow an applicant to build, we'll use this as an example, okay? Build it like this, but we would still maintain the dedication on our from a paper standpoint,
mm-hmm.
you know, Alex? And so we would allow you to build in this manner with the understanding that if whatever point the lot line may move up here, and then we would still be okay with it from a planning standpoint.
If there is any improvement that you have within the public right-of-way, so we will do an encroachment permit, you know, for the improvement that's in the right-of-way, with the understanding that in the future, if that's needed for wherever, the removal of whatever improvements it will be laid on the applicant or on the owner of the property at the time. But the dedication have to happen because that is what the general plan called for these streets, regardless if it's used or not, or, you know, but there is like the actual width and of the streets has been addressed by the general plan, which is that as well. We come up with what needed for dedication.
So perhaps just do it on paper rather than...
We can do it on paper, and like I said, if there's any improvement, we will give you a license for you to use the right of way for the improvement. Like if you have a fence, landscape, we can work that with you when you come up with your application for engineering.
What I would suggest, though, is to go ahead and just shift a little bit up and back so that you make sure that if the dedication is ever, you know, if that part of the street is ever taken, then we're not losing any of the parking spaces. So just make sure that you have enough room along H and Kingman that with those dedications you'll be able to maintain the parking.
Could I run another idea?
Oh, yes.
Another question. Suppose the city simply abandoned Kingman Street.
I was going to ask that as well. Is this a possible candidate for a vacation?
Vacation. We can look at vacation of the year.
Everybody
we
wants
can,
vacations.
Yes. we can look at the beginning that if it's not needed.
Okay.
But this is another application that need to be submitted.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that a super cumbersome, long time type?
It does take time. First of all, you know, well, if we're going to make it as a part of the condition of approval, so that is a planning commission have to act on it to approve that. And then the council have to, have to first, you know, the first meeting is declare their intention of vacating and then giving the staff the green light to start the studies for vacating. So staff start the study for vacating, then go back to the council to set up a public hearing day. And then in that public hearing, if everybody is happy and the council is approving, then you get a resolution to vacate and will be, you know, then we'll determine which will have to go to you and then, of course, your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe as a follow-up, we can have a meeting just to discuss.
Yes, I'll have the associate engineer give you a call and then schedule a meeting that we can discuss all of that in the meeting.
Is that Mr. Sapola?
Yes.
It'll be CR2, Commercial Regional 2.
And is that in process, Chantal?
Not yet. Have you spoken with Gene Parsons, I believe? Because we just got...
The location, yes.
Yeah,
well,
we
need to discuss
We just got a parcel number assigned by the county tax assessor, so it's back on the tax rolls.
Oh, okay.
Does Gene need to do anything for that?
We just need to know what the number is so we
okay.
can put it in our record. That's it.
Okay. I think what we'll need to do on our end for planning in terms of the zoning is just talk to our GIS specialist to get that put back on the map.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah.
But you have paper. You can have a bit from the county that has been assigned.
And
there's a number.
What did I get? I believe I got an email from the fellow at the county.
With the number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can forward that email to us, to Chantel, she can forward it to us.
Absolutely.
Just so we can put in our record that there's a number and we what the number is.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, do you have anything?
Just standard requirements.
James, do you have anything for us?
A standard requirement for treatment and type of procedures.
Thank you. Hector, do you have anything for us from fire?
You can submit it online for the application itself. Easy. Here's the instructions how to do it. Submit the plans and submit them to us.
Okay.
Any questions, please give us a call.
Thank you. Gracie, anything for us?
We'll need the refuse enclosure relocated to an area that doesn't require the truck to back up. So where it is now, it's like they'd have to back up out of there. I've mentioned a couple of locations to Chantal, so she can work with you on that would work. We also would like to see the drive aisle dimensions on the site plan.
Okay. But we'll show where might be the connection to the building.
You want to go ahead and just show them?
Yeah, we were thinking possibly here.
Okay.
Or even here, because it could be with these locations, the truck doesn't even have to go on site.
Uh-huh.
He could just pull up and pull, the driver could just, you know.
Helps the asphalt.
Roll it out, yeah. So, yeah, we were thinking maybe here or here.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any comments at this time. Thank you. Did you have any questions of the committee members?
I am told that the by the leasing brokers that there are three critical parts to this getting a tenant for this site, and one is the 50-foot pole sign, the other is getting the CUP for the drive-through, and then the third is the curb cut on Main Street in and out that turn. Do you see any issues with the pole sign or with the getting the CUP for the drive-through?
I'll address the pole sign. The pole sign would be a completely separate submittal. It would just be a sign permit through the planning department. It would meet the requirements for a freeway sign. For us, you would really just need to show that the grade to the freeway and that the pole isn't more than 50 feet above grade.
Okay.
But that's a pretty easy submittal. I'll let Public Works take the rest of it. The curb cut onto H Street.
Curb cut condition, what's the issue with that? I'm sorry.
He just wants to make sure that he can get a driveway on H Street.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that would be the result of the analysis.
Yeah, yeah, that is what we asked what the analysis for.
For
so
that specifically, we will ask for midday analysis, where the two restaurants going to be the busiest time,
we'll
determine what's
okay.
Needed.
And then how about the drive-through? Is there, the reason I maybe need a CUP for a drive-through is because neighbors nearby might complain about the noise or whatever. There are no neighbors here. So,
I don't. I mean, obviously, the Planning Commission is the approving body. They can approve and deny as they see fit. But they generally do not deny drive-through restaurants. I don't see any issue with it in terms of the use itself.
So would you, if we're talking about Kingman Street and possibly of the vacating of Kingman Street, wouldn't you consider a drive or the driveway to be through that? So if you're getting 10 feet out of this, so, if H Street, driveway did not work for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically talking. So would you consider making that entrance from Kingman?
Oh.
Would that be a possibility?
I have been told that would be unacceptable, that there's a certain number of turns that a customer will make.
Understandable.
And that would be one turn too many.
We're
at the max right there. And they would also feel like they were at a competitive disadvantage to In-N-Out. People already want to go to In-N-Out.
Uh-huh.
If it's that much easier to drive in there, then it's just one more strike against them.
Got it. Just a suggestion. If we, come up with something that is help you out, but I'm not a fast food expert, I guess.
Okay. Well, it'll work because with the line at In-N-Out is too long. They'll just go across the street.
There you go.
Yeah.
It will work.
Any other questions or comments? So there's no action required on this one. So we'll continue working with you on getting your formal application submitted, and then in the meantime, we also maybe coordinate with engineering in terms of that possible street vacation.
Yes.
Of Kingman to see whether or not how you want to revise your site plan to accommodate that. If you do that, you also have to take consideration of the secondary access, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Possible, maybe.
Possible.
So there's a few factors that need to be
addressed
with the street vacation as well. So we'll keep that going and we'll keep plugging away.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much. On talk show today, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then John,
let me
just.
Okay. Yep. No, motion. Does that nobody but gentlemen?
We'll make Travis sit through the whole thing till the end.
Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you, Chantal. Would you kindly introduce item number 7 for us, please?
Yes. Item number 7 is pre-application 19.06. This is a request to revise a previously approved conditional use permit, CUP 10-01, for a towing service to add an ancillary pallet yard onto the existing tow yard site. Property is located at 807 East Norman Road, and as this is a pre-app, we're just looking for preliminary.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us on this?
Well, I guess I had a couple of questions for the applicant, if I could.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
All right, how are you doing?
Real good.
What is this?
I thought this already was a pallet yard.
It is.
It's a currently existing pallet yard, correct?
It's operating as a pallet yard, but it needs the entitlement to actually permit the pallet yard operation.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretend it's brand new.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So we wrote our conditions as if it's already a vehicle tow yard,
yeah,
obviously. And so the conditions reflect what you're going to do for accessibility in the front there.
Accessibility for?
Right. It actually shows some accessible spaces.
Yeah.
But I assume those currently didn't look like they existed per that drawing. So I assume you're going to add those, and the bathroom is going to be upgraded?
The bathroom's already complete.
So
and you said about parking. And the parking is no problem. It's a general space to go through.
But have those already been previously approved on the last when you did the curb and gutter in the front? Did they do the approved accessible spaces at the same time?
He's not in front of the house.
He's asking about handicap accessible parking spaces.
Do you have
existing?
Yes, existing.
Okay.
We would have to ensure that it does comply with that. Whether it's existing or not, we need to verify that it is. So we can add the condition.
The conditions actually reflect that.
Yeah.
As if those are brand new. So
it's already there.
Right. We need to verify that as part of this. And that's really the main question that I had. And if you have any questions about the conditions, first give us a holler.
Thank you, Gary.
My only question was, I was saying in the future, if I ever have any other type of businesses that also can be used at that same facility, do I have to go through the same process again?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So each one is, each different, okay, I got you.
But there will be a point where it may not be the revision, it would be a whole new, brand new CUP. That's also a possibility.
So, because when I originally applied for the CUP, they said I can have any of these.
We've already had that conversation. We'll, if you have other businesses, we can look at those on a case-by-case basis.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think to a certain degree, if they are relatively similar to what's already there, we may be able to allow you another revision of some type. But, again, it really is just going to depend on what you're trying to propose there.
Okay. So where are we now?
Where are we now? Right now, we're looking at just the tow yard and pallet yard. That's because that's what you're proposing at this time.
Yes.
Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you.
No comments from engineering.
Just standard requirements from the water department.
James?
No comments.
We need a site plan submittal on the easy op online for the guidelines for the pallet yard in the rear of the property. We have requirements for the spacing, setbacks, and storage. It also access the building while also we're driving with us. So when we get a better plan submitted on us to us online, we can give you a better response on that.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, anything for us?
The site needs a refuse enclosure.
What type of enclosure?
A trash enclosure.
It does have one here.
It has a trash enclosure?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're serviced with residential barrels right now. You know, the little containers that normally are at
a... I have those before, but I never changed them. But I do have the trash enclosure right there. They said I didn't have to do it, just so I have to enclose. If I had the enclosure on site, it doesn't matter what kind of barrels I have.
So we would have to upgrade that facility to bring it up to code.
Yeah.
As far as having an actual big trash thing instead of having the barrel?
Yes.
Okay, it's no problem.
But I didn't see that shown on the site plan where the trash enclosure is.
It shows on, well, maybe I don't know.
No, it's not on the site plan. You can add that to the site plan when you submit for the CUP revision. Right now, we're kind of giving you all the comments, all the things that will be needed for that submittal.
So if you do have a current enclosure, it needs to be our standard size, which is 8 by 15.
Yeah.
So we'll have to take a look at that. Thank you.
Brian, anything for us?
Yeah, I'm assuming that you're going to use part of this for vehicular storage as well. Is that correct?
So,
are you going to define that area then as well?
I thought I'd find it, but I would define it again.
Okay, yeah, I didn't.
I have
that
in my comments as well to make sure that we have a definition between the, you know, where the pallets are going to be stored and where the towing vehicles are going
to
be stored.
I just wanted to see that delineated. That's all.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have any comments.
Thank you. Anything else to add, Chantal?
That's it. I mean, I have a few of my own. Actually, a lot of the comments that I have from planning have already been touched on, but just making sure that we have plans that reflect both existing and, you know, existing structures that are there, any new structures that are proposed, and what all of the uses are, and really clearly define, you know, the separation between the uses on the site. So that those are really kind of the important aspects. And then making sure that we have the trash enclosure and fire department access.
Nice.
We need to show the stacking of the pallets, how high, the separation between them, that sort of thing. So I do have those all in my comments that I'm going to give to you as well. And we can meet later on if you have any questions about any of that. If you want your architect to come in, we can talk about that. Items. That's it.
Thank you, Chantal.
So, do I need to follow me the final wish?
You can. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and give you the conditions right now, and then we can follow up of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. So there are no action required on that one, so we'll continue working for the towards the formal application. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Travis, I guess you get to play too. Would you introduce item number 8 for us, please?
Thank you. Item number 8 today is pre-application 1908. It's a property located at 755 East Gilbert. It's the southwest, the T of Gilbert and Windsor Drive. The request is to develop an expansion to existing behavioral health facility. It's located across the street. It would involve two buildings, an administration building, and then the actual behavioral health facility itself. In total, it's a little over 16,000 square feet. Property is just under 2 acres. Right now, we haven't made any kind of environmental determination. Likely, we would look into an infill on this. The only comments that I have on it, the site plan right now, as I think we had discussed previously, it's not dimensioned right now, so we do need to make sure we review that like we discussed on that previous application.
Right.
And as part of the, right now, planning is looking at this as a health clinic office facility, but we will need a clear justification letter with the application, preferably prior to it, so that we can look into exactly what services are being offered, just to make sure that we are following the correct application procedure and classifying it correctly.
So this will be for the Department of Behavior Health.
Okay. But exactly what services?
Mental health services is what they're going to be providing in this facility. And when we submit the formal application here, probably within the next 10 days or so,
we'll just want a little make sure we have
a floor plan along with that, which will lay out kind of the different uses.
I looked at the floor plan for it. It did include the one for Building A, the behavioral health building.
Building B right now we don't have a use for.
Okay.
We're allocating that as a general office use.
Okay.
And that'll be a future use.
My main concern that I want to do right now, just so we can make sure we process it correctly, is whether the services being provided fall into the social service category.
Okay.
Because then it's a separate type, a different type of entitlement than if we did it just as a medical office or something, or just general office use. So I just want to clarify that.
Does that change anything from our submittal process?
Not entirely. Either way, this would have to go to the commission for ultimate review. If it's a development permit, it's abutting residential, so it has to go to them. If it's processed with a conditional use permit, it has to go to them. The application requirements are the same. Conditions would likely be the same on the project, but for a matter of making sure that it's, you know, we have the record correct, that it was analyzed correctly, I want to make sure we make that distinction. But at the end of the day, the process is ultimately going to be more or less the same for you.
Okay. We'd obviously like to avoid a CUP as possible.
I would as well, but I do want to make sure, again, for our record, that we have everything correct. So we just want to have that additional information in the application. Other than that, I have standard comments regarding the typical on-site.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to
start us off?
We'll continue the discussion, one of the two.
I guess my first question is the existing house, I assume, is going to be demoed?
Correct.
Because our conditions reflect that you're going to demo that.
Yes.
The other question I have is, I didn't see anything in the preliminary drawings about WQMP. We're going to ask for a preliminary WQMP to be submitted with the entitlement.
Yep.
So we can take a look at that. Rest conditions are pretty standard for this kind of development. If you have any questions, just give us a hold. And that's all.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything?
Yeah, for the traffic, we need the scoping to be submitted so we can determine whether you need an analysis or not.
We did, I don't know if you want to speak to this, Joe, but I know we did a preliminary scoping study, and it showed that we were under the requirement, I think, to do a full traffic study.
Do you still need to fill the form, our
right,
form,
yeah, have,
and submit that with it,
out.
So I can take a look.
We submit that to Travis?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can submit that, I usually suggest, prior to the entitlement.
Okay.
Just on the off chance it does require something. We want to make sure we can get going as quick as possible so we don't hold up any of the other processing.
So you would do that along with the letters
if the use worked out? Preferably, just to try to, yeah, the more we can check off the list, quicker we can, then, you know, we can make sure to move everything else along smoothly.
Just make sure the two buildings have a different land use to reflect that in the house.
Yep.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Alex, do you have anything for us, please?
Other than the normal, there is, I believe, existing curb gutter and sidewalk that damaged in front of the property need to be replaced. I'm seeing that there is a dedication of about 5 foot in Gilbert Street need to be made as part of this project. The rest of the, let me see if there is anything interesting. The rest of the conditions are standard. For now. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Robert, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, there are water and sewer mains available. You'll need to apply for any new services that you need and just standard requirements.
Thank you.
I understood, I can't remember where we heard this, but the water or the sewer line might be on the property, part of the property.
It's on the south PL, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can still access it, though.
Thank you.
So far, these are just going to be office buildings?
What's that?
Just office buildings right now?
Yes.
Any type of commercial kitchen or anything?
There will not. Are you talking about the future facilities or the current facility?
The future.
Both. The future facilities will not have any kind of commercial kitchen. It'll be depicted in the floor plan. There will be a break area for the office staff in both buildings, but it won't be used for any kind of you know, meeting rooms or community room type of facilities. It'll solely be for the purpose of office staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hector, do you have anything for us?
Please. Standard conditions for the type of occupancy. Yeah, depending on your final occupancy classification, we may have different requirements, but we'll be talking about that later.
Okay. Thank you, Hector. Sorry. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes, we'll need you, well, when you submit, to show your drive aisle widths, because that will help us determine if the truck has proper turning radius to service the refuse enclosure. So you'll build our standard 508, which I've handed down 8x15.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Brian, do you have anything?
You said this is proposed B occupancy, right?
Correct.
Okay. There's not going to be any residency in there. Okay, great. No comments at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, not at this time. We appreciate all your comments. We'd like to have this project submitted for formal application by the end of the month. So
perfect.
We're going to be moving this project forward very quickly. And I would just say it's, you know, timing is important for us because we've got a few deadlines with the County of San Bernardino, Department of Behavioral Health, as well as with the property owner.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll get it going. We'll try not to lose the file when we get it.
Very good. Thank you.
All the plans.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. So so with that, no action required on this one, so we look forward to getting your application in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 9 is for conditional use permit 1730. And it's for the property located, it's on the south side of West Highland Avenue. It's adjacent to the eastbound off-ramp of the 215 freeway. It's for a project's going to involve a service station, car wash, a couple of restaurants. Project is just, read it to the committee. We're looking to release the environmental document for public review. So we're not looking for comments or conditions at this time. We're just authorization to release that document. Mahmoud, do you know whether or not you've seen a traffic study for this yet?
I'll have to check.
Okay.
I don't remember specifically.
Okay, so so we're looking to release that document. It'll probably be released around the 1st of April, thereabouts, for 20 days. And so it'll, my guess it'll be coming back to us sometime in late May, maybe June, just for timing purposes. But with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to release this document for the 20-day public review period.
Move to approve. Second.
Okay. That brings us to the end. So to entertain a motion, we adjourn. It's 11:05.
Second.
Thank you.
Third.